All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today for Friday, June 2nd. I'm NPR News reporter John Collins. Here's our top story right now. Minnesota's Attorney General is encouraging patients denied necessary medical care because they had medical debt to contact his office. The request stems from an investigation into Minneapolis-based Allina Health's billing practices published in the New York Times this week. It found that the wealthy nonprofit denied treatment, including for chronic conditions like diabetes, to patients with more than $4,500 in medical debt. Michelle Wiley reports.
The story alleges that Allina Health has a practice of withholding care from patients with significant medical debt, and that while the system will provide emergency care, it may withhold services until that debt is paid off. AG Heath Ellison said in a statement to NPR News that Allina is, quote, bound under the hospital agreement to refrain from aggressive billing practices and provide charity care when patients need and qualify for it, as all Minnesota hospitals are, and encouraged anyone with knowledge of these practices to contact his office. In a statement, Allina said it goes to great lengths to assist patients with their financial obligations for medical care. I'm Michelle Wiley.
Allina said in a statement it's in full compliance with the Attorney General's hospital billing agreement and that it welcomes a conversation with Ellison on its billing practices. Minneapolis City Council candidate Nasri Warsami says he will continue his campaign in the wake of the Minnesota DFL voting earlier this week to bar him from seeking the party's endorsement. The DFL made that move after a melee at last month's Ward 10 endorsing convention. Party leaders said Warsami's supporters were among the instigators. At a press conference Thursday, Warsami denied those allegations. He said party leaders didn't speak with him or his campaign. He said he's planning to keep running for the council seat.
I'm committed to advocate for my community, to stand up against the challenges, and to ensuring that our voices are heard. Despite the obstacles and unfair treatment we have faced, I want to make it clear that I will continue this campaign with unwavering determination.
Warsami is challenging incumbent Aisha Chugtai. The Minneapolis DFL says the Ward 10 convention will be reconvened, but with online balloting instead of an in-person event. A contract has been approved for the University of Minnesota's new interim president. Peter Cox reports.
The university's Board of Regents approved a contract with former Hormel CEO Jeff Ettinger to be the interim president at the U for the 2023-2024 academic year. The one-year contract begins on June 10th. Current President Joan Gable's last day at the U is June 9th. Ettinger will be paid an annual salary of $400,000. The board has the right to end the agreement earlier if it finds a candidate for the permanent position before the end of the contract. Because of possible conflicts of interest, Ettinger resigned from the boards of Ecolab and the Toro Company. He'll also take a leave of absence from the board of the Hormel Foundation. Gable will be paid $160,000 in retirement contributions, accrued and unused vacation, and personal holiday time, which are owed under her contract. I'm Peter Cox.
And here's what else we're watching. Xcel Energy will appeal a state decision that granted them a far smaller increase in electric rates than the company requested. The Minnesota Public Utilities Commission approved a rate increase for Xcel of 9% over the next 3 years. The Minneapolis-based utility had originally sought more than twice that amount. The commission also set a lower rate of return on equity than Xcel wanted, and it denied Xcel's request for ratepayers to foot the bill for what the commission called excessive costs for executive pay. Xcel said it's extremely disappointed with the commission's decisions. And in sports, the Twins are playing the Cleveland Guardians again Friday after a loss on Thursday, and the Lynx came close to their first win this season with a nail-biter against Connecticut. The Loons host Toronto FC Saturday night. And here's a look at the weather. It's going to be a hot and humid weekend across much of the state. NPR meteorologist Sven Sundgaard says temperatures in the Twin Cities may climb close to 90 degrees again Friday, about 15 degrees above normal for this time of year.
We're talking about highs upper 80s to near 90 right through Sunday, and we still have those thunderstorm chances. Looks like mid to late afternoon, thunderstorms pop up again today. Watch out for that. Probably tomorrow too, though, maybe more widely scattered. Sunday looks more isolated. I think most of us stay dry, and then it does look cooler next week, maybe 70s and 80s.
Most of Minnesota continues to experience dry weather, which forecast models suggest could continue through June. That's it for Minnesota Today. I'm John Collins. Thanks for listening. If you're looking for more news or weather, you can always stream us by going to nprnews.org, download our news app, or just turn on your radio. Have a great weekend.